Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Segment that I actually magically brought up. I don't even know. That is coming up next segment. But finishing up with the sexual assault on children, on their minds, on their innocence, with the rainbow flag attached to it. A lot of convicted pedophiles are now been caught at schools, elementary schools, libraries. They come, the children sit in their laps, they read to them, and it's these horrific-looking obese men dressed like clowns saying this is femininity. And you're right, it's not just an assault on children, it's an assault on women. It's when I first met you today, you said, Alex, it's the attack on the family that's going to unify humanity, and that's why I'm unified. I've always been unified and love everybody, but I know there's all sorts of weird stuff goes on. People get mad at each other. That happens. But all that's a side issue compared to this evil assault on the family. Where is it coming from? Satan?
Let's get some history here. 55 years ago, when I was on UCLA's campus, I heard the beginnings. You had a coalition that was forming. You had what we call the beta boys, the white guys that couldn't get along in a white man's world, because essentially they wound up being nerds, dweebs, and all of that other stuff that came into being the term applied. Then you had the feminists, who hated the fact that they weren't men. Then you had the lesbians who hated men. You had the homosexuals who were scared of men. And they sort of formed the coalition, and they wound up embracing those who were transvestites, as they were called then. That didn't give them the ballast, but there was an anti-war thing, and the popular thing was, hey, man, we got to stop war, man. And the man thing, man, is like a war thing. So we need to change the way we raise boys to men. So we raise them like girls, and they will emote and cry and shout and let it all hang out instead of being so uptight and starting war. And sisters, we must raise our children to be like us. So we are salt and all that nonsense. So when you put that ballast in the anti-war thing, which I assume was driven by that concern with greetings from your president. You are hereby ordered to report to your local induction center for a pre-induction physical pursuant to your being declared a 1-8. All right. People didn't want a free year-long all-expense-paid vacation in sunny Vietnam. So we had that ballast added. There was another thing that went on. Hollywood studios that did movies were going bankrupt because of color television. What had happened was your typical theater experience, which is you walked in anytime you want. As an adult, you paid 50 to 75 cents. You got to see two movies, a sub feature, and three or four cartoons, and you sat as long as you want and left. They came up with the bright idea of doing one show that lasted as long as people would come instead of two new movies every Thursday and Sunday. They started appealing to certain minorities by going to the lowest common denominator to get the cash flow out of that. And as a black man, I know I did not like these black exploitation movies where they started glorifying dysfunction as the norm, which was bad. Instead of aspiring to be a businessman, an upstanding father, a member of the community, pimps, hoes, drug dealers, gangsters, robbers, burglars, and thieves were glorified and made the heroes. And you took the trash element and you made them very important. Now, they dedicated themselves to a 25-year, 50-year, and we're at the 50-year point, 75 and 100-year programs. And they talked about how they would have a secret party that they could belong.
Hold on, you're laying the total knowledge on people, because I've studied all this, but you've lived it, and I've been on there 27 years. This is next level, because you're giving everybody the gestalt of all your knowledge, and then to how they did it in their secret program, where it's leading us. We're back in 60 seconds with Judge Joe Brown, I am blown away. This is exactly what we're facing, and he's telling it all. Stay with us.
I'll never forget where I was.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows, the special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Look, I love all our guests, but I don't tell people it's one of the best interviews ever for no reason. Judge Joe Brown is blowing me away right now because I've studied all this stuff, but he lived it and saw it, and to hear him, it's just taking us next level. So he's been on fire the last hour he was on, but that little five-minute segment, some stations don't care that they air news there, and of course he had to just do a grand slam at that point. So I asked him to recap what he was saying, and he just got to the point where he's there with he's witnessing on the campus the socialists, the communists, and their secret plan to take over society, to end war by ending the family. And you see, Black Lives Matter goal is to get black men to transition to women and to end the nuclear family. That's not what your friend says to you, folks. And headlines like the nuclear family was bad, let's get rid of it. Well, you see what I mean, this is the enslavement of everybody. So, Judge, you're on fire, my friend. Please continue.
Okay, let me approach it this way in a recapitulation. Right now, BLM took down their manifesto, which is Black Lives Matter. But when you got into the manifesto, the first point was, we are for the destruction of the traditional nuclear family. They tell you that. That's their point one. Then it's going, we are to destroy cisgender privilege in the family. Cisgender means normal people, men and women. Mother and father, and you see this assault on motherhood, so you're not supposed to say mother anymore, you're supposed to say birth parent. That's absolutely preposterous, but how did we get there? Well, 55 years ago, I heard this on UCLA's campus. We had a setup where everybody could get the mic down in the park. We had Meyerhoff Park at the foot of the UCLA stairs going up, so they would preach, and there was a coalition between the beta soy boy type nerds, the dweebs.
That's big tech that later.
Dorks, yeah, this kind. They were white guys who couldn't make it in the white man's world because they just couldn't cope. They didn't match the macho imagery and disposition. You had the feminists who hated the fact that they weren't men, and you had lesbians who hated men. You had homosexuals that were scared of men. And you had a lot of other people, but that wasn't enough to really get it going. You had this thing with the war, and you had women preaching all the time that war was a man thing, and the way you stop war is we must raise our boys like girls so they learn to cry, to emote, to shout, to let it all hang out. Oh, gee, man, we got to teach the boys, man, like they're the girls so they don't get uptight, man, and get it building up and get war. So you got this unisex child clothing, unisex child rearing, no war toys, cap guns, water pistols, BB guns.
Target doesn't have boys and girls sections, but of course my daughter, it can be the girls here, the boys there. She goes right to the girls.
Yeah.
She's designed that way.
Yeah, so girls like to shop, guys like to get outside, but you're supposed to kill that off. So anyway, what happens is that added the ballast to this movement to get things going because people didn't want to spend 1 year on a free, all-expense-paid vacation in sunny, hot, humid Vietnam. Now, that has kind of evaporated since we don't have the draft anymore. Now, they pledged to take control of the entertainment industry. They wanted to get control of the news industry, and they were determined to get in control with politics.
And what would you call them? Transhumanists? Communists?
It was a coalition. It wasn't any.
That's what Clinton called it, according to Larry Nichols. They called it our broken coalition.
Yes, it's like tune in, turn on, tune in, and drop out. In other words, you just drop out and you lose all your standards. And instead of saying duty, honor, obligation, which were looked at as bad terms because they led to war, you were.
And so that's why in Austin the mayor goes, we want homelessness and needles and feces. We want a collapse. That's virtuous. He was taught that.
Yeah. See, what they wanted was, it's all about you. Don't have anything. And even the army picked it up wrong. Be all you can be is their slogan. I got a standing ovation from an assembly of officers and men in the Corps of Engineers when I said that's wrong. Instead of saying be all you can be because you can be a damn fool, be all you ought to be. And that's the standard
exactly.
That we ought to have.
Well, that's just like that army of one. You're not an army of one. You got to be together or you're going to lose.
Yeah, we are a social species. We don't operate all as one. We're not the tigers stalking through the jungle. We're the lions in a pride.
Exactly. We're lions. We're not tigers.
Yeah. So anyway, it is what it is. So when they took control of the movie industry, that's when we really got the propaganda machine going. Now, the American movie industry had been looked at and analyzed by the Nazis as an ideal propaganda engine, the best in the world. And I'm sure since I learned that in political science, some of these people that were in this 25, 50, 75, and 100-year plan that they had envisioned, they saw an opportunity to take over from those who were driving the movie industry into bankruptcy because they they kept on with the tradition of two movies that changed every...
Sure, you had one thing. Old dying order
yeah.
being taken over by the left that actually infiltrated it.
Yeah.
Just like academia, law enforcement.
Yeah. They came up with this one movie that lasts as long as people would come to see it. Instead of every Thursday and Sunday, you got two new movies, cartoons, etc. at every movie house. You paid 50 cents. One movie.
And that's true. The TV was more leftist before movies.
Well, it's not the television.
It's those that controlled it.
It's driving it out of business.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happens is they brought these new guys in.
What I'm saying, you're absolutely right, because the radicalization happened to TV first.
Yeah. You fresh ideas come in, so the fresh ideas brought this other stuff, so they started glorifying dysfunction. Pimps, hoes, prostitutes.
Bill Maher said that. He said, it's not new thinking to say we crap in the kitchen and eat in the bathroom. Just because it's like, hey, let's get rid of the family and cut our, you know, let's take drugs and kill ourselves. No, that's not new thinking. We already stopped doing that because it doesn't work.
That's very bad. So what happens is we get not the Nazis started in 1920. By 1940, we had this worldwide disaster called World War II going. That's 20 years. But they only had 20 years. We have had 55 years of the same sort of propaganda, negative propaganda. And just imagine what's happened with us when it has slipped into our subconscious minds, our lexicon, our
ideas. That's what you said. The same propaganda used to keep black Americans down is now being used against everybody.
Yes. And it's exactly that. We have this situation now where, okay, homophobia, toxic masculinity. That's one. They said all masculinity is toxic. What we have to do is step by step change the masculine perception of masculinity so that.
And they admit they've been doing that.
Yes.
But everybody wants it, though. So how are they going to say?
But see, everybody thinks they want it. They didn't really, but they've been conditioned to want it. Back in the 50s, they had this thing on television where they had these subliminal ads that would flash on so quick the conscious mind would be unaware of it. Drink Coke, smoke Coos, smoke Chesterfields, and people that have a craving. FCC got on it. But they've used sophisticated methods to put that in to the person's mind. So,
well, now they're telling men be feminine. Men think that.
Yeah, but you see, that's why we have so much damn violence. See, masculinity is not toxic.
Exactly. Masculinity keeps order.
Yeah. It's about the business of being in charge so that where you are is a better, safer, more secure
place. You're a guardian.
Yes. Now,
masculinity isn't just kicking people's ass for no reason.
Here's the other thing. We were talking about getting a steak. That's asserting ourselves at the top of the food chain. We are the apex predator on this planet. There is nothing we can't kill, and we kill each other just like
a... No, you're right. It's a ritual to go eat cow.
Yeah, yeah. But see, we are the best killers this planet.
We're going to conduct that ritual tonight.
Yeah, we are. And I'm going to talk to you about us all spinoff on that, too, in a bit. But anyway, see, we're the best killers on this planet. And part of masculinity and what it does is inculcate, socialize, and acculturates young boys so they become very familiar with that killer that's in them, that beast. So you know how to handle it. You've dealt with bullies as you've grown up. You become a man. You get in control of yourself. You know there are places you can do this, places you can't do this. And you look in the mirror, and every morning you ask yourself, have you been a proper man? Are you going to be one for the day? And you do what you're supposed to do. Now, you take that away, and you get all of these idiots shooting these schools up.
I'm telling you, I'm sold on the
stuff away.
Pastor Brown's telling us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Joe Brown is on fire. And the show's always on fire, but fire is now on fire. And we're all simpatico here. We got the producers and crew bringing in articles to Joe Brown. And he knows about it all, and I'm not kissing his ass. It's true. He knows about a lot more of this than I do, and I always get impressed by that because I study basically all day long. I'm addicted to information. But that's what I've seen is first they attack masculinity, the judge was saying. Then they attack femininity so they can define everything and take control of it and make it political. He was explaining the secret third party in America. And then one of our producers, a nice lady that works here, brought in this article, vagina owners. So now these weird men that claim they're women and want to go out and say they're women and want to approach children because a child's afraid of a man but not as afraid of a woman, these are predators, are calling it vagina owners and menstruators, and attacking women. And finally, Naomi Wolf and all the top feminists go, wait a minute, we're women. We got our own thing. Don't take over our space. Now they're understanding how sick and evil this is, Judge.
See, this is a good thing. They formed this coalition with these people to get what they wanted. Now they're beginning to see the inherent contradictions in some parts of it. They're calling women menstruators, bleeders.
That's like an N-word. They're attacking them.
And then the other thing, they call us norms and, oh, my God, breeders.
And boomers.
And all of this other stuff. Well, not boomers, but breeders.
No, because we have kids.
Yeah. In other words, how disgusting. So they're trying to flip the script on that. Now, they've attacked masculinity. It's now toxic to hear them declare it. Now they're attacking.
Listen, I'll tell a story. My parents have a friend who was a business guy, nice guy. He's gay, quote, homosexual. He died a few years ago. And I had just had my firstborn child, and it was his birthday party, and he invited me to his birthday party downtown at a restaurant bar that he rented out. Now, well, I'm a nice guy. I'm not against, you know, somebody that's gay or whatever, homosexual. I'll go to his party. And they come in and see me. It's all a bunch of men and a few women there. And my parents are there. They're their old family friends. And he's literally there. And they go, oh, you had a, oh, that's gross. And, ooh, there's these homosexual members saying, it's so gross that you have a child, had a son. And I said, you know, you're a weirdo. So I'm leaving. And I left. But I'm saying what you just said. These people are crazy.
Yeah. Now,
I mean, you go to their party to be nice to them, and they say you're bad because you have a woman and you had a child. That's satanic.
Now, see, LGBTQ's site used to say 8 or 9 out of every 10 people in Hollywood were practitioners or followers. So what you're talking about is part of the instrumentality of Hollywood, and that is something you have to grasp. You need to grasp it. Because a lot of what you get through the screen is produced by people who have an agenda to push that. Now, this other point that we raised when we were talking before about the parties, there are 3 national political parties that have influence on what happens. 2 of them are official and 1 of them is not. You have the jumbos. That's the elephants, that's the Republicans, you have the jackasses, that's the donkeys, that's the Democrats, and you have the rainbows. And you see, somebody can be a jackass in a rainbow or a jumbo in a rainbow, and the jumbos and the jackasses get to creating confusion and politics.
It's a fifth column.
Yes, and the fifth column rainbow part, they get together and they work to do stuff behind the scenes because they are myopic or blinded because they're too deep into self-hate. They hate what they are, and they hate what they want to be. Now, that is a very bad thing.
Explain that, because you really gave me an epiphany where you explained because it's the big tech nerds that came up with this scheme, because they looked and said, okay, it's a white man's world, which had its own issues. Humans aren't perfect. So instead of the Christians trying to unify everybody, which we were going on that process towards real success, they then came in with a scientific plan to attack our very biology and make us basically artificial.
Yeah. See, what I used to hear, but I haven't heard in 50 years, is they used to pray for the development of effective human cloning. Now, they hadn't cloned anything then, but they have in the interim. And the thing that you hear secretly is if they perfect cloning, they won't need men anymore, because men are an unfortunate necessity for the generation of the next.
I'm so impressed. I've never interviewed anybody that gets it like I do. Oh, my God.
Now,
how? But you, I got to stop right now, because let's explain this. And then next, what you say, we don't need men, then we don't need women, then humans are a corporate production.
Have you noticed the trend toward androgynous?
Yes.
Sexless. People, sexless. Okay, that's the idea. Fluid gender. One of the characteristics, one of the fallouts behind that was 50 years ago, they started what I thought was a peculiar assault on medicine, technology, and science, which was way up on a pedestal. And then it dawned on me, I said, you can't have this kind of faux science that says there are fluid genders, 120.
They were bullying science to get control, just like bullying police to get control.
So when you listen to this, science supports fluid gender. You got maybe 4 or 5 out of 100 scientists and medical people that
I finally found my guru right here. My God.
That's what's wrong. See, that propaganda, when you control the engines of communication, when you control all of the effective forums and you censor anything to the contrary, you can get everybody believing this. See, for 120 years, the average human on the planet Earth has to a great extent been shaped by what he or she sees in the movies. In the 30s, 20s, now, whatever, what they see in the movies is how they get their ideation. The movie industry, the television industry, social and mainstream.
It's like a baby duck imprints.
Yeah, it imprints, exactly. And that becomes the voice of the village. And see, there's no effective parenting now, because parents can't do what they need to do to parent. You can't touch your kid. He calls the police. Hey, grab the bag. Well, you see, you know what this whole thing about parenting is you impose an artificial pain on the child, because if he did not deal with what you tried to instruct him to do or her to do,
he'd get run over.
No, there was something very large with a large appetite, large size, long fang.
It would eat you.
Yes, it would eat you. You'd be a nice snack.
Well, you're using the saber-toothed tiger analogy that if the baby didn't learn to don't sneak outside the cave at night, you'll get eaten.
Yeah.
I don't want to beat you, but you didn't listen. Let me give you a taste. Just like my dad never wanted to spank me, but the third or fourth time I went out on the road, almost got killed. He beat the hell out of me. And I learned, hey, I go on that road, I get in pain. Instead of dying, I live.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. See, and we have this sickness that is pervading us, this society, because we live in a unique safety bubble that has never been in existence before in human history. It is a safety bubble where you don't have to worry about anything eating you. The government protects you. If you're a total failure, you still get fed. You get not into being able to support your children. You have children to support yourself. You see, you don't have to be educated. You can get along. You can sit on a...
And I get, and you get, that they're creating an artificial globalist bubble to anesthetize us so they can actually eat us, take us over.
But there's another thing, too. Right now, this is causing a diplomatic mess. We are flying on the...
Hold on, Judge. Oh, my gosh. Judge Joe Brown, man. Woo! Infowars.com.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Judge Joe Brown is in the house, and he's going to be on the American Journal tomorrow morning. They're going to take that today and more. We're very excited to have him here in Austin, Texas, down from Tennessee. Sir, you were continuing with this takeover of the human system, the final revolution.
Well,
and what these organizations are doing, and how now even feminists are waking up to it. How do you recommend we fight it? How do you recommend we resist it?
Well, see, understand that ordinary, normal people, the norms that they call us, breeders as they call us, we are the overwhelming majority. Now, this is what's happening. If you take any survey, statistically, about 5.6%, really actually less, of our system is into actively practicing the LGBT stuff, all right? For 55 and above, depending upon whose stats you read, it's 1.5 to maybe somewhat less than 2%. But to show you how the propaganda is working, from 25 to 18, it's 16%. And there's an interesting characteristic that is, well, not interesting, but a tragic set of characteristics that's flowed from that. We have, for the last 20 years, and this is from the U.S. Department of Defense, from some white papers they came up with in 2011, analyzing the first decade of the 21st century. They were determined to find out why people weren't coming in there tough, even though they could make them physically strong. You had to bring the toughness in. They determined that there were not enough fathers in the family, and they noted that 42% of the American population, 35 and under, was born out of wedlock, and somewhere around 80%, 20 and under, were born out of wedlock because of lack of fathers. And then those statistics have not changed, and we find this. For the last 20 years, on average, all ethnic groups, not just black or some minority, but all ethnic groups, only 28% of each year's high school graduates are male. Only 32 to 34% of the undergrads in America are male, and only 36% of the grad students are male. And this is the ridiculous one. Only 44% of the workforce is male.
And explain that. This is seismic. They're not just teaching that white people are bad and evil and deserve to be cut out. They're saying males in general are bad, and it's good that most of college graduates are women. That's not empowering women. Those are women being married off to the state, off to the system. It's the end of the human system.
Yeah, and so you get a dynamic that is really bad. You get what they call developmental bipolarity. Myself and a lady clinical psychologist came up with that. In other words, it impacts the women, too. They find themselves in a quandary if they follow along with what they've been acculturated to under the new system. Women feel nice, rewarded, and they feel good about themselves if there are certain things done that women naturally respond to. But they've been taught that those things are demeaning. They've been given an alternative set of standards to respond to.
Exactly. Their very genetics want something. They're told that's bad.
That's bad. But then they're given an alternative, and when they get and accomplish those things, they feel flat. They don't feel anything. So they're caught in this muddle of this.
And the left says, get deeper into the lie. That will reward you.
Yes, and the solutions are actually the causes of the problem to begin with.
Yeah, why is it that white women are the most mentally ill group in the world? Statistically, they are totally depressed, killing themselves, because they embrace this. They killed their own role. They killed who they are.
Yeah, in other words, let's say, what is the most fundamental aspect of a woman? What's the most fundamental aspect of a man? Well, if you get real primitive, or you get back to some closely associated relatives.
Which, again, it isn't even relevant. I mean, the word's primitive, you're right. It's what we are.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, using their term, you're right.
You can go to the zoo and watch the baboons or the chimps, and you see the same thing. You can see any animal. And what happens is we've got sexual reproduction. So one half of that species gets pregnant and gives birth, one half impregnates, provides, protects, etc., etc. So men, we sort of...
Well, the entire species is built around procreation.
Yeah.
That's what we are is procreation. Yeah, yeah. So an attack on that is an attack on our existence.
Yeah, so in other words, the fundamental role of a woman is to be a mother. And everything that is physiologically going into that, the middle thing that marches in lockstep with that to encourage it, the culture, is under assault. Men, we're supposed to protect it from those things that might find us a handy and tasty snack, and we're supposed to provide But you see, men are no longer supposed to provide, and women are no longer supposed to appreciate motherhood. They're supposed to depreciate.
Well, that's the thing. Growing up in Texas, I'm old enough to remember when, like, men weren't trying to act fancy about it. They were knowing how to do electrical and fixing things and raising crops and working hard and cleaning guns and cooking dinner when mama was taking care of it. Because the men just knew to do it. Instead, now men just lay around.
Yeah, and see, you have to start early with both. I'm not a woman. I don't even get it. But I love them. And I die for them. But let's just focus on the men. You have to start telling a male child, act like a man. That's not what men do. Sean, what's wrong with you? Man up. Don't do that. Men don't do that, young man. Men do not act like that. Okay, act like a man. And you hear that over and over and over, but you never hear it now. And you know why it's important? The Titanic is going down. There are a limited number of lifeboats, and it's supposed to be women and children in the lifeboats first. Men stay on the ship and go down in the icy water.
Big tech, exactly. They learned how they don't want to take care of the women there. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's just about pimping the women.
And then you got this new phenomenon. The ones that are masquerading as a woman saying, I am a woman. Oh, no, you get your butt out of that lifeboat. Let the real ones in. And you see, what's the problem?
And the feminists are figuring that out.
Yeah.
That they're being thrown out of the lifeboat.
Yeah, and see, this here, where they're trying to attack women, this is going to break them up. This is actually a good thing. Drag queens running against women in women's track meets, wrestling against women in women's wrestling. That's
beating women up in boxing matches.
Yes, and see, feminists fought long and hard to get women's sports. They used to lament. Why is it only the boys that get to have sports and get full scholarships to college just because they can play a sport? Why can't women have women's
sports? By the way, look at this demonic man beat a woman up.
Oh, this is ridiculous. This is just absolutely ridiculous.
That's a man. That's Frankenstein.
I know it. Now, see, what happens? Why is he getting the accolade? That's not enough to prevail in a men's contest.
That's a fraud.
That's a fraud. This is supposed to be reserved for women so they can get the scholarships and the accolades.
Which I say they should.
But you see, when you have this, you're just stripping it away. You're making it a boy.
You've robbed the women, and now this fat-ass Frankenstein.
Yeah. Now, see, here's the deal. She got defeated. The woman got defeated by a man, but that's supposed to be a woman.
And we would normally call that violence and abusive and wrong, but now, it's beautiful.
This guy that just won ranked about 362nd in men's track, and now they rank him number one in women's track. See, if you can't make the varsity, sit your behind in the stands and cheer like everybody else. You don't need
I couldn't make varsity track. I just sat in the stands.
I played football. But I couldn't run track, you know, so I just cheered my team on.
Instead, you just call yourself a woman. Now you're running. Now the football.
Now see that wrestling. I got a personal thing about that. I was in a parking lot. I think it was Lowe's, one of these big hardware stores.
Hold on, Judge. One more segment. Maybe we're going to take over into the next hour, but we got to get this guy some lunch. This guy is on fire. Woo! Judge Joe Brown, baby. Oh, and we're going to talk about your new company that I'm very excited about, I promise, when we come back. Man, I am excited. I've done a lot of big interviews with Trump and everybody else, but I think I'm going to say it. This is the best interview ever. Wow. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Okay. Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
InfoWars, because there's a war on for your mind.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, Judge Joe Brown is here. He's going to be on the American Journal tomorrow, and we're just so honored that he came here. And I've always loved the show, and I used to see it. I saw them attacking for being traditional and just promoting what works. Like we breathe oxygen, that's traditional. We love God, that's traditional. But you have just blown me away today and hearing you get into all these points that are so true. Then I went to the bathroom real quick. I came back and you were explaining that the old South, for all its issues, was actually the old Elizabethan English. And
yeah,
the stuff people don't know. I mean, it's great to run into my...
Let me run it by you, okay? The Southern drawl is a fossilized edition of Latin English language as it was spoken in Shakespeare's time. Hamlet. Is this a dagger that I see before me, handle toward my hand? Come, let me clutch thee. I see thee not, but yet I see thee still. You know, that sounds like gibberish to the modern ear. But if you say, is this a dagger that I see before me, handle toward my hand? Come, let me clutch thee. I see thee not, but I see thee still. see, it makes more sense than you can understand it, because it's something contemporaneous to Southern draw. You see, but back to this other thing. It's a personal thing I have about this boys and women's sports. I was walking from my car to a Lowe's hardware outlet, and somebody said, "Uncle Joe." And I looked over, and there was this beautiful young lady with a full arm, shoulder cast, and a strut. And I didn't recognize her until I realized that I hadn't seen her since she'd been 11 years old, and she was a good friend's granddaughter. So she was telling me how she had translated being a martial artist into a scholarship at a university for women's wrestling. So she was crying about being made to wrestle this boy. And she was told that if she did not wrestle him, she would lose her scholarship and the team was forfeit. So one of her team members, another woman, suffered 3 fractured ribs and a fractured jaw wrestling this punk. And this guy that she had to wrestle did a compound fracture on her arm. She'd had 3 operations. And
for those that don't know, that means snapped a bone out of her skin.
Yeah, and she was crying that taking the pain medication, she couldn't focus on her studies. She was worried about becoming...
I mean, what do we used to do with people that broke women's arms?
Put them in jail, up onto the doggone jail. And she just couldn't, you know, it was like destroying her life. And she just said, that was not fair. That was just not fair. And it isn't. So why do you allow this because somebody has the sickness to say, I hate me. I don't want to be what I am. I want to be something else. So I have deluded myself, and my society has helped me delude myself by saying you can do this.
And now I get to break women's arms.
Yeah. And this compound, this 25 years ago, I was on this advisory board for the Board of Education around here, where I am, up in Memphis, Shelby County. Well, 30 years ago, and what happened was I was sitting in on a proceeding where they were disciplining 5 male homeroom teachers for having the temerity of telling their boys that they're stronger than girls, so they should never hit them. So some parents of some daughters were upset that they had told these boys they were stronger than girls.
To control their power.
Yeah, but they felt that was insulting to the girls. So my response was, look, I don't work for this. I'm not elected to this, but I invite you to the last Thursday in the month sessions where I have appeals from lower court convictions for domestic violence. Come on in and watch it, and you tell me if this isn't a fact. So it's still a boy, still the boy's musculature, still the boy's skeletal system, and it is unfair to let these boys do what they do to girls, and it upsets the paradigm. Men,
and like you said, though, it's not just that we're physically almost twice as strong, it's that we have an initiative to kill.
Yeah.
We know how to break stuff.
And the other thing is, our mission is to protect womanhood, and yet you turn it into a physical thing where they can destroy individual members of that womanhood. That is wrong. And I don't care. We don't need to allow it. Now, I'm not against homosexuality. If you want to do it, get your freak on.
But don't try to force it on us.
Don't corrupt everybody else. And then there's another thing. And, okay, a little wild, but from 18 to 25, there are more boy virgins than there are girl virgins. That drives that whole incel movement. Now, when you've got a society...
Yeah, why is almost every mass shooter an incel?
Yeah, that's like, what are you doing? What are you putting up? And see, we are about to have that safety bubble pop. The world is getting more...
I agree, the veneer of civilization is peeling away.
Yeah.
Why is that happening?
And the problem is what we have is a culture developed when everybody knew everybody. You know, people were relatives. Everybody was a remote relative or somebody you associated
with. Everybody was looking out.
Yeah. And we had these things that developed because of the mutual love aspect. Altruism. I will die for my brothers. I'll die for the guy next to me in the slit trench or the foxhole. You know, I will die to defend.
And now we have all these selfish people.
Yeah, and now once we take it away, it's going to be almost impossible to regenerate that.
Well, China's all about, they put you in prison if you're homosexual. I'm not saying do that, but they're all unified, ready for war. We're all divided.
Okay, let's take China. The People's Republic of China instituted a, quote, man up campaign this year. And one of the problems that they are facing is an interesting one. When families could only have one child, the women chose to abort a lot of the female fetuses. So now they have an impasse of three women for every five men.
So now they have a three-child policy.
Yeah, so now they're coming up with then two, now threes to redress that particular
issue. Meanwhile, the Army makes men wear red shoes, red high heels.
Oh, God.
How abusive is that?
Is that?
That's a cult.
Oh, that's too much. By the way, one other thing, too. I don't like people that are so ashamed of themselves that they have to get changes made. That's just not my kind of person. But for every one of these sex change operations that the government pays for in the military, that's the cost of two Rhino mine-resistant vehicles. So that means anywhere from 11 to 20, 25 young men and women are now subject to maiming or death because you get somebody.
Well, that's my issue. In Travis County, they make you pay for abortion and sex change.
Well, the sex change is.
So I live here. I'm selling my house right now. I'm going to move outside the county finally so I don't pay for abortion and sex change. Because why should. Okay, you want to chop your genitals off? Do it. Don't make me pay for it.
Yeah, but to do it, see, we have to pay for it. And see, the other thing is, while they're in service, they spend more time in medical rehabilitation than they do serving in uniform when they get these operations.
It's mutilation.
Yeah, the multiple mutilations, they would pay for devices, two rhinos, that would keep our service personnel protected in an environment where...
You're talking about armored vehicles for those that don't know the rhinos.
Where their main threat is IEDs, improvised explosive.
We got five more minutes of this final segment that Paul Joseph Watson takes over. I don't want to cut it in, but you've been amazing. Tell us, you also want to hit the Second Amendment in this judge.
This is a good thing. We have one California judge, not California, but sitting in the district, Ninth Circuit, that... appointed by George W. Bush, and it was one of the better things he did. This guy wrote...
I agree. Bush did some good here, yeah.
He did a very intelligent opinion. And one of the things, if you take out the fact that he... is talking about the Second Amendment and guns. What he says is, in terms of the holding language is brilliant. He said, even though a state government may have a bright idea that they want to impose on the citizens for their own good, if the Constitution says no, you can't do it. And their desire to save the public from so-called assault rifles, AR-15s, which are actually Armalite 15s, is mistaken because the Second Amendment imposes a guarantee, and that guarantee does not need to be licensed to exercise. It is for the purpose, in modern terms, of being able to wage an asymmetric war if somebody decides to take over the
government. He said to defend your house and the homeland.
Yes. Defend the house and homeland. And see, when you are free people, it's not safe being free. And there's collateral damage.
Exactly. All right, Judge Brown in studio.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.